The small Texas city of Palestine is known for its friendly atmosphere, blazing heat, and of course, a certain NFL running back. At an early age, it was obvious Adrian Peterson was different.
Yeah, he was an active kid. I raised him from the beginning to be tough. I would take him and hang him on the wall, on the door frame, and he would hold himself up, and he would look back for me as he holding himself up. So he could hold himself up about 30 seconds when he was like 1 year old. He could hold himself up on the door frame without letting go or falling off. You know, I would be there trying to catch it, but he still would hold himself up.
Even before I started playing organized football at the age of 7, I knew that I was blessed with talent.
But the road to stardom didn't come easy. The tragic death of his brother, struck by a drunk driver while biking with Adrian, or seeing his dad sent to prison when he was 13.
That was a hard time for Adrian and myself. When Brian passed, and he was there to see the whole thing. So that was very traumatizing for our whole entire family.
One of the things that I didn't realize, I always realized I was dealing drugs. I always realized that being involved in drugs. I always realized there was a possibility that I could get caught and go to jail. But one of the things I didn't take in consideration was the impact it would have on my family. How my kids would miss their father and not being able to see them play, not being able to take them to practice. And this is some of the things that Adrian suffered with, during his time that I was incarcerated.
Football was his outlet. And once he arrived at Palestine High School, it was quickly evident that Adrian's talents were truly one of a kind.
I could tell pretty quick that he was going to really be something special because, he started out, he at the state track meet his sophomore year, he ran 10.66 in 100 meters. We knew that, and he's big and explosive, so we knew that he was a little different than everybody else.
My junior year, that's when, Coach Harrell took over as a head coach, and this things changed. I really dialed in into what I wanted to accomplish, and with noticing that hey, it's either now or never. If playing in the NFL, like you've been saying, is something you want to do, is now the time to get back on track and get your game plan in order and ready and start making moves.
As his star status grew, so too did the notoriety, and before long, Palestine was the place to be.
I remember coming in one day, and Coach Harrell called me up to the office. He was like, "Hey, I've got a coach from USC that that's coming to talk to you." So I look down, and I see behind the three-point line, I see Pete Curl sitting there dribbling, shooting three-pointers. So it's like, this is Pete Curl, from USC, here. And just to get visits from here, him, Nick Saban, guys like that came in, Houston Nutt. It was... It was humbling, it was a blessing, it was fun, and it was good for, just our team and just for our city.
I would go to the athletic class during the day a lot of times, and my secretary would just put a sticky note on my door of who all I needed to call. And there were a lot of days I came back and the door was covered.
It was a little overwhelming at time, but at the end of the day, it was a blessing, we just enjoyed, every moment.
From a high school celebrity to an NFL star, Adrian Peterson has made the journey from Palestine, Texas, to the biggest stage in sports. But he never forgets where he came from, and the city of Palestine will never forget him.
That means a ton for me, and it's a ton for me that I can use him in dealing with kids as an example and as a role model. So that's huge, and the pride, it's indescribable, because it's great to have a young man from Palestine, where I'm from, do what he's done, the comeback last year that he had. Can't describe it.
I couldn't be more prouder, as a mom, to, be able to be a part, of everything that my son has done, to help him and to guide him, and just to be there for him, be supported, be that support system, throughout his life. It's just an honor and a privilege.
I will never forget where I came from. My best fan base. I have so many people here that support me and have supported me through so many different situations. You know, even before I even got into college, you know, they had my back and, you know, stood firmly with me, you know, through a lot of things, you know, before the big name. You know, so those are things, you know, when you're in a position that I'm in that you really appreciate and you don't take for granted.